de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, and apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to talk about one of my favourite books of all time, which is Anno Dracula by Kim Newman. First published in 1992 by Simon & Schuster, today we're going to talk about alternative history with vampires. In the world of Anno Dracula, Van Helsing lost and Dracula triumphed, killing Jonathan Harker and taking Mina Harker into his harem of vampire brides. Now uncontested, Dracula continues to spread his vampire virus across Europe and a class of undead vampires emerges. Then Count Dracula takes the ultimate bride, the widowed Queen Victoria, and Britain is increasingly dominated by vampires both socially and politically. The relationships between the two groups is on a knife's edge as the vampires gain more and more power, and many humans even voluntarily choose to turn into the undead, while the Worms, as the humans are known, stand by in resentment. And then things get even more volatile when someone starts killing vampire prostitutes in Whitechapel. Yes, that's right. Alternative history with vampires and Jack the Ripper. The story mainly follows two main characters, although there are very many viewpoints throughout the story from lots of different perspectives. The two key characters are Genevieve Dudon and Charles Beauregard. Genevieve is a senior vampire. She's older than Dracula, but she was turned as a young girl, and so she's still in her original 16-year-old body. Genevieve works in a clinic in the East End, helping sick and poor vampires. And when a prostitute is murdered, Scotland Yard come to the clinic for advice and she gets involved. Charles Beauregard is a warm detective with Scotland Yard, and he's on the verge of getting married. But his wedding plans are placed on hold when he's called to visit the mysterious Dear Genesis Club, a group which represents the Crown in secret matters. And Beauregard gets the assignment of identifying Jack the Ripper. Beauregard and Genevieve get further into the mystery, and meanwhile, Beauregard's social climbing fiancé is spending far too much time with the undead. Now, one of the really fun things about this book is how it blends historical and other well-known literary characters into the plot. For example, when Genevieve and Beauregard appear at an inquest for the murder victim, other testimonies are heard from Lestrade of Scotland Yard, a name and a character you might recognise from Sherlock Holmes, and also from Dr. Jekyll. Other recognisable names are scattered right throughout the book, including Fu Manchu, Beatrix Potter and Oscar Wilde, and lots of different names from vampire fiction throughout the Victorian period and earlier. Now, Anno Dracula explores history and politics, horror and mystery, and a little romance, all within the confines of a gaslit, hansom cab-style Victorian London. It's a cleverly constructed homage to all the fun things about Gothic horror, but without glossing over some of the dirty, squalid facts of the truth of life in Victorian times. Now, I'm going to admit that I probably missed some or many of the historic and literary references, but it doesn't matter. Even if you ignore the nods to the Victorian greats, the plot moves swiftly along, with all the power games, actions, and a crime to solve, and it carried me all the way to the end with a big smile and a touch of sadness that I'll be leaving this world as I turn the last page. Anno Dracula is like it was written especially for me, with many of my favourite worlds in one place. Dracula and the undead combined with the button-down world of Victorian morals with frocks and horse-drawn carriages and mysterious pea soup fogs, and of course the eternal mystery of Jack the Ripper. Anno Dracula is the first in a series which follows Dracula into other historical periods. Other parts in this series include The Bloody Red Baron during World War I, Dracula Cha-Cha-Cha, set in 1950s La Dolce Vita Rome, and Johnny Alucard, set in 1970s Manhattan. Although for me, Anno Dracula is by far the best. So if you like gothic horror, vampires, Jack the Ripper, alternative history, and the smug feeling you get when you recognise literary references, I heartily recommend Anno Dracula. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.